Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 4. British food winning over the French. You can't trust people whose cuisine is so bad. It was 2005 when France's president, Jacques Chirac, made his infamous put-down of his British neighbours. But almost 10 years on, British food is flying off French shelves. So much so that posh crisps from companies such as Tyrrell's are known as English crisps. And Marks & Spencer's best-selling ready meal in Paris is that British classic chicken tikka masala. The home of Camembert, Brie and Roquefort is even buying British cheese. Why have the French, long convinced that British food meant boiled meat and jelly, changed their minds? British makers of sandwiches, crumpets, scones, and lemon curd say there are many reasons, not least a simple desire for something different in a country with a high quality but highly traditional food culture. Increased foreign travel and the vast French population resident in London, said to be France's sixth biggest city, have also played a part in spreading the word that decent food does not end at Calais. Meanwhile, shorter lunch breaks mean good food on the go is increasingly in demand among younger workers. Marks & Spencer is one retailer that has benefited from increasing demand for convenience, said Jill Bruce, its head of international food. It has 10 stores in Paris selling food. 5 standalone food stores open this year, and it plans about 20 food stores there by 2016. Its Beau Grenelle store, a few blocks from the Eiffel Tower, sells more than 70,000 Indian takeaway meal boxes a year. Chicken tikka masala is our top-selling ready meal in Paris. Pret-à-manger is also capitalising on the growing fashion for lunch al desco, opening its 11th store in Paris last month and hoping to more than double its business there in the next 2 or 3 years, targeting the young office workers who are now aping Brits' lunch habits with avocado and crayfish salads and carrot cake. Pret's marketing director, Mark Palmer, said, "In Paris, the quality of food is good, but the speed of service is not particularly fast. There was demand for high-quality food at pace. Pret offers more variety and innovation than is available in the more traditional areas of the trade. More and more people want a choice of food on the go. If Pret and Marks & Spencer have created a British food buzz, there is also good news for smaller businesses. While French food firms grapple with a stalling economy and stifling legislation that is hurting growth, their dynamic UK counterparts, with their often offbeat and attractive British branding, are seizing opportunities. The Food and Drink Federation said France was Britain's second biggest food export market after Ireland in the first half of this year, with a 9% year-on-year increase to £748 million. Britain wants to push for more British success stories, such as Tyrrell's, which in effect created France's premium English crisps market with Paris-based distributor Fresh Food Village. Tyrrell's expects to hit €12 million sales this year in its biggest export market, up from about €10 million last year, as vintage-inspired packets with beetroots, parsnip and carrot the star product win over the French. Fresh Food Village said, "British food is known for packaging that sets it apart and more off-the-wall and less serious brand positioning. This is popular with urban customers who expect something new and fun. And in the country that is said to boast a regional cheese for every day of the year, even British dairies are selling their wares. Defra figures show exports of cheese to France grew to £71 million from £55.5 million in 2010.